Ladies and gentlemen, good morning. Welcome to the media conference call on the Roche offer to acquire Illumina. I'm Dino, the Chorus Call operator. The conference must not be recorded for publication or broadcast. At this time, it's my pleasure to hand over to Alexander Klauser. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody. This is Alexander Klauser speaking, Head Media Relations at Roche. As you know, today we announced the offer to acquire all outstanding shares of Illumina, a leader in the field of sequencing and microarrays. During this call, we would like to provide you with more details on the business rationale and the financials. With me today are our CEO, Severin Schwan, Alan Hippe, Chief Financial Officer, and Daniel O'Day, Chief Operating Officer of Roche Diagnostics Division. Please be aware that a slide deck on today's announcement is available on our transaction site. You find the link in the release. Note that after the presentation, media has the opportunity to ask questions. And with this, I hand over to Severin.
Thank you. Welcome to everybody, and thank you for joining our call. This is Severin speaking. Illumina is a great, successful company, and we are excited to share with you the background of this planned acquisition. Let me shortly put this transaction into context. An important element of today's success of Roche Diagnostics is our breadth and depth of various key measuring technologies. They allow us actually to develop and market a broad range of diagnostic tests, from molecular testing to serum work area or tissue testing. The completeness of our offering is important both for our customers and for Roche. Over the years, we have developed a number of high-tech platforms, both internally and also, as you can see on page 4 of our presentation, by acquiring a number of key technologies. And we believe that sequencing is and will continue to be an increasingly important technology as we go forward. Let me focus on 3 points specifically. First, it will allow us to further strengthen our number one position as the leader in the worldwide diagnostics market. The depth and breadth of our offering to our customers will continue to be a key differentiator in the marketplace. Second, Roche's strong global footprint and expertise in the research and diagnostics market would certainly help to accelerate the transition of sequencing into research and clinical diagnostics around the world. And third, with a wide range of technologies available within the Roche Group, we will also be able to strengthen our in-house collaboration between pharma and diagnostics in our efforts to develop more targeted medicines. So combining the strength and capabilities of Roche and Illumina makes a lot of sense, both from a strategic and an operational point of view. We firmly believe that we will create value for both companies, Roche and Illumina. And this is why we approached Illumina back in December last year. Unfortunately, the board of Illumina has not been interested to negotiate a business combination, and for this reason we are now directly approaching Illumina's shareholders and offer a price per share of $44.5. This represents an overall consideration of $5.7. We believe this is a compelling offer, and we feel that Illumina's shareholders will find it extremely attractive. It certainly represents full and fair value for Illumina. As I said earlier, Illumina is a great and successful company. Together with the management and employees of Illumina, we want to bring our business to the next level. And with this, I'd like to hand over to Dan.
Thank you very much. This is Dan O'Day. Good morning from my side as well. I'd like to start with you on slide 6, and it's my pleasure to introduce really the acquisition rationale and why does this make sense? Why does this acquisition make sense at this time for Roche and for Illumina? And in order to do that, I want to start just with an overview of the Roche diagnostics business, which is captured on slide 6. We are by and far the number one company in diagnostics, as you see here, continuing to grow significantly above the market, have done so for the past 5 years. And I think part of that success, part of what drives that above market growth, is our broad array of technologies. We have technologies in all the major areas of in vitro diagnostics and in the research field, and very importantly, a huge footprint around the world. We're present in more than 130 countries, and we have literally hundreds of thousands of instruments installed out there that are serviced and supported by large sales and service support organizations across the globe. And this unique capability brings together our competitive advantages. If you turn to slide 7, it's a representation of our business today in diagnostics. And the point I want to make on this is we have many businesses, as you can see. Many of our businesses are in what's called the in vitro diagnostic space, which really means these tests are used in routine standard clinical care with a doctor using the information to provide solutions to the patient's healthcare needs. And these are highly regulated environments. They're environments that have to be reproducible all over the world, and it's something we have tremendous expertise in at Roche. Equally important is the commitment we have to our life sciences business, which you also see represented on this slide. And if I turn your attention to slide 8, the life sciences part of our strategy is integral, I believe, also to our success, because it's here in the life sciences sector, which is focused on the research market, which is focused on the researchers, unregulated, is where the newest technologies come into play. It's where the most significant advances are in terms of technology, and many of those technologies, as they mature, move from the research setting into the in vitro diagnostic setting or the clinical setting. So it's extremely important to our overall strategy, and it's been a key part of our success to have a play in the innovative aspect of life sciences and that transition into in vitro diagnostics. So that's what I wanted to say about Roche. I think if I can turn your attention to slide 10, I'd like to give a brief overview of Illumina. I think a lot is said on this slide, and really the messages I want you to hear is it's a very solid business. It's the world's leading company in sequencing and arrays. It is a performing business. It's a proven company over the years in terms of sales generation and growth, profit generation growth, cash flow. And all of these things have led it to have a leadership position in its own right in where it plays, which is in the sequencing and array business, and today predominantly in the research-based or life sciences field. So with that as the two backdrop, I'd like to get into now what's the benefit of these two organizations coming together, and what is the rationale behind the acquisition? And there's really four key points I'd like to go into that are articulated on slide 12. Increasing the market participation in sequencing and life sciences, strengthening our combined portfolios, unlocking the commercial potential between the two organizations, and finally, and very importantly, the entry of these technologies from the research setting into the routine clinical setting with inpatient care. So if you turn to slide 13, it gives you an idea of what we mean by increasing our market participation. You saw the past figures on Illumina. We think this is going to continue to be a very high growth business in the future as well. Today, it's more than $1 billion business, and we see that number climbing to over $2 billion in the year 2015. And what's driving that growth? I think there's a couple of things driving that growth. One is further penetration into the research market, and the other one is eventual entry into diagnostics. And you might say, well, what is the reason? Why is this technology needed in diagnostics? And I just want to give you one example. Using one therapeutic area, you could use other diseases, but let's use cancer. What we know about cancer today is it's a heterogeneous disease. In other words, one breast cancer patient is very different from another breast cancer patient waiting in the same waiting room. And the reason they're different is because their genetic mutations may be very different, the location of their tumor, how it spreads. All this information is essential to determine therapy positions. And the more we understand about the mutational aspects of the genes that cause a cancer cell to replicate uncontrollably, the better we can direct treatment decisions. Sequencing is one of the technologies that is used to identify complex mutations in a patient to help direct that. So there's a huge demand for this as the science and as the therapies improve for disease management. To bring you to the evolution of the technology, the first human genome took 13 years to map completely, from 1990 to 2003, and it cost more than $3 billion. To show you the rapidity of the evolution of sequencing today, you can do that same whole human genome sequencing in essentially one day at the cost of several thousand dollars. So this technology is quickly moving from high-level research to routine use in the hospital setting. And today it's used, for instance, predominantly in a clinical setting at major cancer centers around the world with a select few patients. But as this technology improves and increases what it is today, I can see this being used in all cancer hospitals around the world, for instance, for every patient that comes in to be diagnosed to determine the best course of therapy. That's what drives the potential, and that's what we see as driving the potential also in our diagnostics business and our Roche business moving forward. If you turn to slide 14, I'd like to attack the next stage of the acquisition rationale, which is how does this complement our portfolio at Roche? This just uses one example of many that we could look between Illumina and Roche, and it uses a sequencing example. And essentially, there are two different ways of looking at sequences of a gene in a human body. You can take short pieces of DNA and combine them for information, or you can take longer pieces of DNA. That's short read versus long read. They both have benefits in different applications of sequencing, and you can see between Illumina and Roche, we cover the range of applications that sequencing is needed for today in the research setting and also eventually in the clinical application setting. On slide 15, you can see how the sequencing and the microarray story fits into the broader technologies we have at Roche, like PCR, like tissue diagnostics, where we also have leading positions. And what you can see here is that this range of technologies services very well our customers in both the research and in the routine IVD or clinical setting. But there's a clear hole here, and that hole centers around diagnostics applications of sequencing, which has not yet moved into that segment, and I think one of the advantages of the transaction that we speak about today. On slide 16, we can see really some immediate unlocking of commercial potential. You can see here that Illumina is around a billion U.S. dollar company, predominantly based in the United States, focused on the highest level academic customers and genome centers in the United States and around the world. Roche, on the other hand, has more than a 10 billion Swiss franc turnover with a large installed base across multiple technologies. And you can see even though we have a large business in the United States, we have excellent coverage outside the United States. This coverage, for instance, has been put practically to use in our Ventana acquisition that had a similar type of a makeup in terms of being highly U.S. focused. And we've seen already in the past several years since the Ventana acquisition in 2007, a real enhancement and growth, particularly outside the United States, but also continued growth inside the United States. So we can use this breadth and depth of coverage at Roche immediately to unlock the commercial potential in the research setting because we have a broad base out there in the research customers beyond the large academic facilities and then eventually into diagnostics. On slide 17, we refer to the concept of sequencing moving into diagnostics. And in order to do this, it takes special expertise and special skills. This is where Roche's real strengths also come into play. We have more than 30 years of experience of taking instruments from a research setting through the many hurdles that it takes to get into then the diagnostics and clinical routine customers, starting with clinical development, non-clinical development that can be approved by regulatory authorities around the world, and then into a large global installed base of instruments that we have today already readily available out there in the marketplace. So these skills, I believe, combined with Illumina's expertise in sequencing, will allow us to really drive this into the clinical market effectively. On slide 18, I just remind the colleagues on the call about some of the unique characteristics of the Roche Group. the combination of the number one oncology and biotechnology company in the world with the number one diagnostic company gives us unique capabilities to be able to drive PHC. And sequencing, I think, will also play a role here in the mid to longer term as we understand more about complex genetic mutations and the need, therefore, to have sequencing as a potential companion diagnostics for therapies into the future can be really amortized within the Roche structure and the Roche expertise. So in summary, on slide 19, we recap again the key reasons for the rationale. Timing-wise, I believe the reason this is important is because now sequencing is going beyond the large genome centers. It's with the introduction of the MiSeq, for instance, it's going to a tabletop instrument in research labs around the world, and the breadth and depth of Roche will allow us to penetrate further the research market. And secondly, it's the right time for sequencing to begin entering much more aggressively the clinical diagnostics or IVD market, and here Roche also can provide significant advantages. In summary, I'd just like to make a couple of comments, assuming a successful closing here, that we would look at relative to integration. I have tremendous respect for the management and the employees at Illumina, looking at the track record of delivery, looking at their relationships with the customer base. And at the same time, Roche has tremendous experiences with integrating these types of highly creative companies into our network, which allow them to maintain their culture while still taking advantage of the larger Roche infrastructure and development. We've done that successfully over the years with many companies, most recently with Ventana. And in this particular integration, we've discussed that we intend to combine our two businesses, Applied Sciences and Illumina, and we would intend to headquarter the business actually out of San Diego as the major site for our future life sciences business. We would continue to maintain operations in Penzberg, Germany, as a major diagnostic site for us and a site where we have pharma and diagnostics co-located, which gives us also some unique advantages within the group. And overall, I believe this would really increase the potential opportunities for Illumina employees by being part of a larger organization and all the benefits that brings. So I would like to close my comments here and turn it over to Alan Hippe to cover the transaction financials.
Yeah, thanks, Dan. It's really a great pleasure to cover now the financials here. And hello to everybody. Really an exciting opportunity. And before I start, I would like to reinforce what you've heard from Severin and Dan, that this acquisition is about creating strategic value and growth. And through the proposed acquisition with Illumina, we are buying the market leader in a business that is fast-growing and increasing in importance. And as you can see on the slide, this is totally in line with our philosophy that we want to be in the lead in the markets where we decide to play. The acquisition is not really enabling us to become the market leader, but it also enables us to access a solid business with a strong, sustainable cash flow and a very attractive margin. Illumina will not have a dilutive effect on the diagnostics business as a whole. And in addition, Illumina has strong IP and an attractive product offering, which indicates a sustainable cash flow for the future. Let me switch gears now, and with that I go to slide 22 to summarize a little bit the basic statements from a financial point of view. And what you're seeing here is that the Illumina acquisition is in line with our stated M&A policy. We have always stated that we do not want to engage in large mega mergers as this is disruptive for innovation and the culture of companies. Acquisitions must also make strategic sense, and I think in this case here it's really evident. And the acquisitions should also strategically fit with our focus on high-end medical value businesses. We believe that the higher the medical differentiation, the higher the premium we might get from the healthcare systems and the customers, which in fact are our payers. As such, we are interested in additions to our current portfolio in the high-end value segment. And, importantly, the financial flexibility of the Roche Group is not significantly affected as the deal can be financed out of the free cash flow capacity of the group. Just to remind us, the 2010 operational free cash flow of the group has been around 14 billion Swiss francs. With that, I would like to go to page and slide 23, which gives you an overview about transaction financials. And I think you've seen the offer price, and you've seen the transactions value of $5.7 billion. And really, I will elaborate also about the next steps going forward. Look at the applied premiums, yeah, and what they refer to. So I think this is really a very attractive offer. I'm not going to elaborate about the offer conditions as they will be specified in the offer documents anyway. With that, I would like to go to page 24 and the next steps. And we will promptly commence a tender offer to purchase all of the outstanding common stocks of Illumina. The offer will be subject to customary conditions, and we will commence a process to nominate slate of directors and make other proposals for the Illumina's 2012 annual meeting. With that, let's go to the last page, page 25. And also here, let me just say two things. First of all, with this transaction, we will definitely strengthen Roche's footprint in an attractive and fast-growing sequencing market. And on top of that, it enables Roche to access a solid business with positive cash flow and strong margins. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Alan. We are now ready to take questions from the media. Please go ahead.
First question is from Mr. Thomas Pohl, AWP. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, good morning. My question would be, can you tell me how many Illumina actions you have already acquired? And the second question, can you tell us a little bit about major Illumina shareholders and how have you contacted them and how did these contacts go? Thank you. Hello?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay.
I hand over to Alan Hippe, our CFO, to address this question.
We own a very small amount of Illumina shares. And look, I think we're not elaborating here about the Illumina shareholders, and I think they will raise their opinion. I think there's no need to comment on it at this time.
But are there major shareholders? Can you not tell anything about that?
The information, we would not share any information which goes beyond the publicly available information. And overall, I can say is that there is a number of shareholders who own Illumina shares.
Okay, thank you.
Next question from Holger Ali, Handelsblatt. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you for taking my question. I've got two questions, if I may. First of all, about financing, in the press communique, you're saying you will finance that with your cash flow and some borrowings. First of all, can you give us a split, which part will be financed off cash flow and which will be financed by new borrowing, no credits? And after, if the transaction succeeded, what will be the new debt number for Roche? This is the first question. And the second question is about the headquarter of the applied science businesses should move to California, but although you're saying you want to keep your operations in Germany at Penzberg, but in the long run, wouldn't it be a certain business rationale to concentrate all that at one spot? And so isn't that transaction potentially dangerous for your operation in Penzberg? Because I think economically it might be be complicated to have two sites doing working at the same things. Thank you very much.
Perhaps Alan, if you could comment on the financing and then address the operational question.
Yeah, on financing, in fact, we had two things. And on one hand, how we do it, and here the point is we will be financing from the available cash on Roche's balance sheet and the borrowings under its credit facilities. So I can say we're very comfortable with that situation. I'm not going to dig further into this, as certainly we have to evaluate our options. And what we can say as of today is that we are really convinced that we can do this with very attractive terms and conditions. And while the new debt number is something which I cannot elaborate about because we are going to publish our numbers, in fact, in a couple of days, and there you will see really our new status. Therefore, I think I cannot comment on this for the time being.
Thank you.
Thank you, and thank you for the question relative to the headquarters. In fact, I mean, across our diagnostic businesses, we routinely work across multiple sites. In fact, there are advantages to doing that because we have centers of excellence around the world. So, for instance, in our Roche Molecular Diagnostics business, we have business in Pleasanton, California, and in Rotkreuz, Switzerland. Rotkreuz is the center of excellence for our instrument production across the diagnostics division. And Penzberg and Mannheim are both still very important sites for diagnostics. Penzberg in particular is a heavy R&D site for us on the pharma and the diagnostics side, which gives us some unique advantages in terms of some of the discovery work as well. And it's also a major manufacturing site for us across the diagnostic network. So I don't perceive that in the long run we would consolidate to any one individual site for our businesses, because that's part of the strength of the Roche Group to be able to leverage the excellence on each one of the sites around the world.
Okay, thank you.
Next question from Patricia Kuo of Bloomberg. Please go ahead, madam.
Hello, Alan. I just want to go back to the financing question. Just need to clarify. When you say you may finance part of a transaction with borrowing from credit facilities, are you talking about the existing credit facilities or new credit facilities? Because you had signed a $3.9 billion credit line late last year. So, is that one you're going to draw, or there will be another one that's going to be set up? Thank you.
That's a good question, and once again, I think very clear. All I can state at this time is that we're doing the financing, which from the point that what is available on cash, yeah, on Roche balance sheet, and the borrowings under its credit facilities. Yeah, that's what we're doing. I think that's answering the question.
Next question, Naomi Kresge of Bloomberg. Please go ahead, madam.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for taking my question. Actually, I have two questions. The first is if you could tell us a bit more about how long it will actually take to move sequencing into diagnostics, how this will work within your strategy in terms of patient selection for clinical trials. I mean, how soon could we see drugs that are actually developed to work with these new systems or to fit into this? And then the second question is about the process to nominate a slate of directors and make other proposals at the annual meeting of Illumina in 2012. What other proposals would be necessary? Thanks.
Sure. So thank you for the question. I'll address the sequencing the movement of sequencing into diagnostics. I think it's an excellent question. And in fact, you know, as I said before, at certain major research centers around the world, this is already being applied to a certain extent in terms of making patient decisions. But in terms of a broad scale adoption, I think we'll see a couple of things. First of all, it will evolve over time, and I think it will evolve differently in different markets because there are different regulatory hurdles. So, for instance, out in the United States, which has the highest regulatory hurdle for diagnostics today, it may take a bit longer to get into routine clinical diagnostics, and still we have to be working with the FDA on how to regulate sequencing and how to drive that in, which is, again, one of the advantages of Roche's expertise in working with the FDA on a variety of diagnostic products. Outside the United States, where we have less regulation of diagnostics instrumentation, I could see a more rapid adoption of this into more routine clinical care. And in fact, there are examples of this with world-leading cancer care centers in Germany and the UK and other countries that are beginning already to adopt this in at least select patient populations around the world. So this will not be a black and white from one day to the next and from research into diagnostics. It'll be a bit more of an evolution, and it would be dependent, of course, on the regulatory requirements.
To the second question regarding the process, at this point, I can confirm that we commenced the process to nominate a slate of directors for the upcoming Illumina's general meeting. I could not give you more details at this point of view, but also be informed that we will, of course, provide a full documentation in the context of our tender offer, which will be released shortly.
Next question from Mr. Haig Simonian, Financial Times. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thanks. Good morning, everybody. A couple of things, please. First of all, just back to the first questioner. I assume you've got legal constraints, but I've been too lazy to look at the Illumina website, and I've just had a few other things to do. Maybe others have been more effective. But I'm sure you can tell us a little bit about the company you're targeting in terms of the profits, the number of employees, and if you can't tell us details about the shareholder structure, I presume you can tell us a little bit more precisely about whether there's anyone who holds a stake above a legal disclosure level. Presumably it's one of those entrepreneurial companies which has got founders still having biggish stakes. Then still on the factuals, please, you keep referring to the shareholders meeting. Will you enlighten us and tell us when it is? And then secondly, on the Roche side, one bit of commentary suggested that Roche's own life sciences division had slipped a bit in the first 9 months, sales down quite sharply, and referring to competition, especially in sequencing. Are you struggling yourselves here?
Do you want me to address
perhaps we can comment first on the operational topics.
Sure.
If you can start off with the key data regarding Illumina.
Yeah, of course. Hi, Haig, Dan.
Thanks very much. I'm losing my voice. I need some of your medicines.
Haig, Dan here. Let me refer you also, in case you maybe didn't see it, on slide 10 of our pack, which is also on the website. It gives a company overview of Illumina.
Okay, sorry. No, too lazy also to open your slides.
No worries. So there, I mean, it's 2,100 employees. It's it's had a CAGR of 49% over the past 5 years. It has an operating margin of 23%. But all those facts and figures are on there.
Thanks.
On that side. Maybe I'll just comment on your last slide, and then leave the shareholder meeting for Sarah or Alan to comment on. But on the life sciences business that we hold, as I said, I believe that the two businesses are really complementary. They complement each other in the life sciences field, and I think the two technologies really do not overlap because they cover the technologies from different standpoints. So I think together and combined, we'll have an even stronger life sciences business together, and one that is more prepared to enter into diagnostics, which of course is one of Roche's strengths as well.
Okay, perhaps I can comment on the process-related questions.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, in terms of the timing of the annual shareholder meeting, so we understand this has been in May last year, so we assume it would be around this time frame this year as well. As far as the shareholder structure is concerned, there is no dominant founders who have a significant position. There is a number of shareholders who own Illumina. And that's as much I could comment at this point of time.
Okay. Thanks very much.
Next question from Ms. Katie Reed of Reuters. Please go ahead, madam.
Good morning. I have a few questions for you. The first one is, do you really expect to be able to get this company for an 18% premium, which seems quite opportunistic? Are there any rival bidders? Would this be your final bid? And then I have a couple of other questions on the technology and whether it's ready to deliver profits to your bottom line already or whether this is more a long-term play.
Again, we believe this is a really attractive and compelling offer for Illumina's shareholders. And it's a full and fair value of Illumina. So we have no intention to raise the price. This is full and fair value. As far as competitors are concerned, I would not like to speculate or comment on competitors. And I'm not sure on your last question again.
Yeah, I think the question was relative to profit to the bottom line. Katie, if you look, I mean, in 2010, Illumina had an operating margin of 23%.
Mm-hmm.
So this becomes really immediately accretive to the diagnostics business at Roche.
Okay. And just, sorry, Severin, can I just clarify, you said you have no intention to raise a bid for Illumina, is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Next question from Mr. Daniel Zulauf, Börsen Zeitung. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, good morning. Two questions. Are you hoping that this sequencing technology is making cancer treatment cheaper, or is it simply, or is the hope simply that it might be more successful for the patient? Which of the two motivations or hopes are predominant in your thinking? And the second question is very different. I understand you have approached this company in a friendly way in December, and as a result of this, we saw a sharp increase of the share price. I think before that approach, it was about an increase of 65% or something, and now you are ready to pay another premium on that increased share price of another 18%. All in all, would you, approach differently this such a company next time? I mean, in the end, you could have opted for a hostile bid just from the beginning, and you would achieved a better price. Is that a lesson you can learn from that? Thank you.
So maybe I'll handle the first. Relative to the promise of sequencing in cancer, you raised, I think, two excellent points, which is, you know, will it make it more effective or will it make it cheaper? I think it has the potential to do both. I mean, first of all, clearly, as I said before, with cancer being a heterogeneous disease, the more we can identify what is the particular mutation and the potential prognosis of that mutation, the more effectively we can treat the patient, first of all. So are you giving the patient the right therapy? Are they responding to that therapy? And what's their prognosis accordingly? So number one, it's better for the patient. Number two, in the longer run, it's also a health economic benefit for the system, because obviously by not having the wrong treatments to patients or potentially having treatments that cause side effects with no benefits, you obviously increase the overall cost of the healthcare system. So sequencing combined with other technologies, I would say, within Roche, because cancer can't be just dimensionalized by sequencing. It needs other different technologies that we have within Roche to be able to identify it, is the very best way to provide effective, cost-effective treatment to the patient and to the healthcare society.
On your process-related questions, it is correct there have been speculations and rumors in the market starting in December. But what I really would like to emphasize again, it is a compelling offer. It is full and fair value for the Illumina shareholders. And we remain interested in a negotiated agreement. So our preference continues to be a constructive dialogue and have a negotiated agreement.
So if there are no more questions?
Gentlemen, we have no more questions from media.
Okay, thank you very much. So with that, I would like to close the call, and thank you all for joining, and have a good day.
Ladies and gentlemen, the conference is now over. Thank you for choosing the Chorus Call facility, and thank you for participating in the conference. You may now disconnect your lines. Goodbye.